Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
All right, welcome back to the Back in Time podcast, and we're here for a special episode. We are previewing all the summer movies coming up here in the end of May all the way through the middle of July. I am Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how you doing today, bud?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm limber. I got a great bike ride in today. Just so stoked for this episode. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Yeah, I thought this would be kind of cool because we've never done a summer preview in the history of the show. But we love breaking down trailers. That's something we do every single week. But, you know, this is going to be a little bit different because it's not a movie from 20 years ago. They're current movies getting ready to come out. Yeah, I thought we could watch them, discuss them, you know, maybe give a little prediction on how we think it's going to do. We'll keep it light and short. So why don't we start May 24th? We're going to kick off the summer with the adventure comedy family movie, Aladdin. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
Stumbled upon an opportunity. I can make you rich. Rich enough to impress a princess.
What would I have to do?
There's a cave of wonders. Bring me the lamp.
Summons me. I stand by my oath, loyalty to wishes three.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Y'all see my palace?
You look like a prince.
Showtime. No, I'm in charge, okay? I say when it's time. Really? I thought a princess could go anywhere.
Not this princess.
Do you trust me?
JD, what do you think about the trailer, man?
No, I gotta say, when I first heard about this movie, I was a little bit underwhelmed by it. And the initial teasers that they gave out and Will Smith as the genie. But this kind of the trailer kind of turned me around a little bit. And I think there might be something here.
Okay, so you've gone away from the big blue booger that is Will Smith. And the was it the second trailer that turned you?
Not completely, but yeah, I was a little bit more intrigued as we got to see a little bit more of Jafar. We got to see a little bit more of Aladdin. The story and all of Agrabah and everything that's there instead of them just trying to hang their hat on Will Smith, to me is sort of like, hey, okay.
Yeah, I think hanging your hat on Will Smith at this point in his career is, one, not a great idea, because he really hasn't had a huge hit in quite a while. And two, the genie is more support in a movie like this. So this is going to be around Aladdin. I'm interested to see what they do. I mean, I love the cartoon growing up, or I should say the animated film. I thought it was really good. It was a movie I watched a lot when I was little, before I moved into like Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles and movies like that. But I mean, yeah, live action, you know, Guy Ritchie at the helm. They've got some good writers on here too. John August. I'm interested to see how they're going to do. A prediction time, JD, how do you think the movie's going to debut?
Ooh, that's a rough question. I think it'll do pretty decent. It's end of May.
End of May. Yeah, I mean, it's got the mouse behind it, the machine. You know, the marketing for the film's going to be good. Going to be kind of coming off a couple weeks of not a lot going on, because a lot of films are not looking to compete with Avengers, so it's pretty light the next 3 or 4 weeks leading up to Aladdin. So I think it's right timing. I think it's going to do well. But if the reviews come out and it's a turd, then I think it's going to just do okay and then flutter out pretty quick.
Yeah, I picture that it will do as well as the Beauty and the Beast film did.
Okay.
Which I didn't see and I had no interest in seeing, despite Belle being my... Belle's my favorite princess.
I actually really like the movie, which is why I'm a little bit interested in Aladdin. I mean, it's not like at the top of my list of what I want to see, but I don't think it'll do quite Beauty and the Beast numbers, but I think it's going to be close.
I think it will prove a lot of the haters wrong, but I think I agree with you. It's not going to be a slam dunk.
Okay. So, and just for the record purposes here, domestically, Beauty and the Beast did $500,750,000 foreign, so $1.2 billion. So, if we're thinking it's going to do similar, we're predicting it's going to cross $1 billion. I'm going to move mine down to probably like the $700-800 million range worldwide,
which is still good. That's still a great showing.
That's a loaded baked potato right there.
With chives.
With the chives. Exactly. All right. Well, let's move to the end of May. And we're looking at May 31st in the adventure action fantasy movie Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Let's take a listen.
What we are witnessing here is the return of Titans.
How many of these things are there?
17 and counting.
That's messed up.
Mothra. Rodan. Ghidorah.
Oh my. They're moving like a pack. They're hunting. They all respond directly to an alpha. Stop this Ghidorah. We stop them all.
Is there another creature that might stand a chance against him?
My God, Zilla.
Our planet will perish. Set Godzilla free.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's bring him in for a beer.
No, this time we join the fight.
Run.
We'll be right back.
Godzilla's world. We just live in it.
Damn right.
Okay, JD, man, this is action-packed. What do you think about the trailer?
So I'm going to preface it by saying I'm comparing it to the last Godzilla film that came out, which was just pure shit.
Okay, that movie not sucked. A fan, clearly, okay.
I love Godzilla. I'll say, audience, listen, I was the guy that stayed up until 2, 3, 4 in the morning watching Japanese ports of Godzilla movies on whatever station was filming them or showing them.
It's dedication.
I love Godzilla. I love Mothra. I love Mechagodzilla. Everything that they go and he does and the battles he encounters with these strange beasts, like, I can't get enough of it. And I think this trailer captures a lot of the beauty of who Godzilla is, what he means to Earth, and what his enemies and nemesis represent. I don't know, like, I'm actually excited about it.
Okay. A couple things that I'm really excited about. One, I think this is an awesome cast. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. You've got Kyle Chandler, Friday Night Lights. He was also in Super 8. You've got Sally Hawkins, Bradley Whitford, Thomas Middleditch, who I love. I mean, just the cast is awesome. I think the trailer does a good job of getting you excited. I think it gets a little corny at times.
Oh, yeah.
Which gets me worried.
My favorite. Oh, my God. Zilla.
Oh, I almost forgot. Vera Farmiga, I love her, too.
You would.
So, it's the eyes, man. She's got beautiful eyes.
And incredible acting skills.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not just, like, objectifying. I'm, like
wistful. Her. Kyle's wistful.
She makes me wistful. Okay, so, prediction time. I watched Godzilla in 2014. I didn't hate it as much as you did, but I definitely recognized that it had a lot of flaws. That movie did $520 million worldwide, almost double the amount foreign compared to domestically. It barely recouped the budget domestically. Do you think this is going to precede the 2014 movie?
I do. I think that this is going to make a bigger impact.
Okay. Good. So you're thinking a lot higher or slightly higher?
If it did five domestically, I would say 750 domestically.
Well, it was 500 worldwide. The 2014 did 200 million domestically.
Okay, so we'll say I've then reduced and say five. Okay. It'll have a good showing. It'll have like a Jurassic World 2 type show.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Godzilla has going for it is, well, Aladdin's going to be the week before, so it's still going to eat up some of the younger crowd in the weeks after. But after that, it's got X-Men, which I don't know how I feel about X-Men yet. Men in Black looks terrible, so the next competition really isn't until June 21st with Toy Story and Child's Play. So it's got a good 3 weeks at the box office to kind of rake in the money here.
Yeah, like, and we've talked on the show in the past. Studio executives, they know when to drop their movies. It's a very well thought out and planned strategy.
Okay. So right now we're 2 for 2 so far. We like Aladdin, we like Godzilla. We think both of them are going to do very well. Sounds like about $750 million at the box office. Let's talk about the June 7th release, X-Men. It's actually, when I looked it up on IMDb, it's actually just listed under Dark Phoenix, does not have X-Men in the title. What's up with that?
So this is, do you want to cue up the trailer before we?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's listen to the trailer. We'll come back on the other side and I'll ask JD, what's up with that? Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen of NASA, this is Charles Xavier. Help is on the way.
You're doing space missions now. Cool.
We get the astronauts, we bring them home. Go.
He
heat signature's rising fast.
We gotta get out of here.
Where's Jean?
Where is she? Jean!
She should be dead.
Did you hear what the kids are calling you? Phoenix.
Hello, Jean. Who are you? The better question is, who are you?
Something's happening to me.
When I lose control, bad things happen. But it feels good. That power destroyed everything it ever came into contact with. Until you. The X-Men fear you. And what they fear, we seek to destroy.
She'll kill us all. The girl dies.
She's still our friend.
She's not Jean anymore.
Are you threatening me?
That's right.
JD? What's up with this, man? I don't get it. Why is it Dark Phoenix?
Okay, so you know, Kyle, audience, you may remember, I am a diehard X-Men fan over Avengers. I am so looking forward to this movie. To me, this is more important than Endgame.
Oh, wow. But,
oh yeah, I literally have on my wall in my study the Dark Phoenix comic book cover hanging. I'm staring at Phoenix right now, rising up from the water.
I guess the one thing that my question was for you is, why are they going away from having X-Men in the title? I get that it's based off of Dark Phoenix, but why, like, with a franchise this big, why mess with the title?
It's a last meal. Okay. They're done with the X-Men franchise. It's all ported over to Disney from here on out. This movie is inconsequential. It doesn't even play relevance into the previous three movies. Hmm. Like, them doing it is just a cash grab.
Okay.
So I think it will do well. I think that people will come to see it. I don't think it'll be viewed well. Most X-Men movies are not.
They domestically, there's been, what, 3-7 X-Men movies now? The last one, Apocalypse, only did 150 domestically. Did great internationally. But none of them have been like massive domestic box office hits. But they've made enough to keep churning them out. Obviously, they do 500-600 million worldwide, and they pump 200 into it, still a pretty darn good profit.
That's a big blumpkin.
I'm going to call this right now. It's not going to be the flop of the summer. That's going to be the next week, actually, for me. But this is going to be the second flop of the summer. I think it's going to do pretty poorly domestically. It'll still rake in the money internationally, but too much competition. I think it's going to flatten out pretty quick.
I think I agree with you, and I hate to say it, but given the stakes of the Marvel Universe, MCU, and what they're bringing in from Fox, there's no way that this film is going to be a slam dunk. It just, and they've pushed it, and they've done reshoots, and it's just, they know what they're doing. It's a Hail Mary. And whatever money they can bring in, they will line their pocket.
Okay, well, let's move on to June 14th. We have the action comedy sci-fi film Men in Black International. Let's listen to the trailer.
Come on.
The world's not going to save itself.
I'm driving.
We are a rumor. Recognizable only as deja vu and dismissed just as quickly. We are the best kept secret in the universe.
I know. I want in. You erased my parents' memories, but you didn't get mine. It took me 20 years to find you. How many people can say that? I found you, which makes me perfect for this job.
Agent M, we may have a problem in London. Dancing, doing this dumb. How did you,
where you from? Welcome, M. You will be with Agent H.
MIB, you Carillion scum. And FYI, your little club here sucks.
Come on.
World's not gonna save itself.
I'm driving. That really should be here.
Oh, not this country.
I'm so faded, no exaggeration.
Shall we?
I thought that we were here.
We are.
Stefano, would you, Freddy? You got it, H.
What happened here?
What do you think happened? We got our asses kicked.
Sorry.
Wait, are you a queen?
Indeed she is.
I pledge loyalty eternal to you.
No, I'm not interested.
Too late. I already pledged the loyalty. I wish you'd said no before.
We've never faced a threat like the Hive. They can take the form of anyone.
I haven't seen that before.
Even our own agents.
Do we have a plan?
You know, sometimes you have to trust your gut.
Men in Black has been compromised and trust no one.
Can we protect the Earth?
That means everyone and everything on it.
Yeah, baby!
We are the Men in Black. The men and women in black.
Yeah,
Perfectly done.
Are you suggesting that we try the most powerful weapon in the galaxy for fun?
Do it.
Press the button.
Turn it up a few.
Oh, shit.
Oh boy. JD, what do you think of the trailer?
I'm just going to stop you right away. After about 18 seconds, I turned it off.
Yeah, not good.
That just looked so misguided. So, and to bring Tessa in there and to have Thor, it just, they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-mm.
I don't think they understand what made the original Men in Black worthwhile. And I don't think Men in Black 2 or the shit third one, like, I don't think they understood the recipe that they created with the first film. And they're trying to recreate a recipe that they just have
can
no
I,
clue.
Can I give you a good example of what I think this movie is? Because the Men in Black 1 and 2, by all accounts, were huge hits. Like, Men in Black killed it. Men in Black 2 killed it. Men in Black 3, it was like, God, getting old, Bubba. Not sure about this one. Now with the latest one, where they're kind of like recasting, but they're kind of not fully recasting, it's Independence Day resurgence.
Ooh.
All over again.
I'm applauding you. Well played.
Yeah, and not only does it feel like that, it looks like that in the trailer. Like, it's so out of place. I feel bad. I really like a lot of the cast here. I like Chris Hemsworth. I like Riza, I believe is her name, or Riza, not sure how you pronounce it, but she's really good in the Rocky movies that she's done lately with Creed and Creed 2. You got Liam Neeson. I mean, obviously he wants to kill people in his off time, but I mean, by all accounts, he's a good actor. I just don't know, man. Why would you do this? I hope they didn't sink a lot of money into it, because they're going to lose their ass.
It's a tough summer for movies for them to try to do what they're doing. Like, this was better suited to wait.
This is better suited for Netflix. Let's be honest. It's got really no business in the theater.
I'm not going to see it. I will not see it. And they made a great impression on me and gave me many reasons not to see it based on the 18 seconds of trailer that I watched. I was just like, nope, pass.
All right, well, let's move on to June 21st. This is a day after my birthday. I'll be celebrating the big 3-4. JD, you got a friend in me. We're talking about the animation adventure comedy film Toy Story 4. Let's listen to the trailer.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
Oh, she's already making friends.
No, no, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative.
Why am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
Huh? What?
Oh, yeah. Bo, Forky, come on. Bo?
Bo?
Hi there. My name is Gabby Gabby.
We can't stay.
Yes, you can, boys.
Here.
No time to explain. Come with me.
We need to get back to our kid.
Aw, Sheriff Woody, always coming to the rescue.
Bonnie needs Forky.
Woody, who needs a kid's room when you can have all of this?
Wow. Woody, aren't we going to Bonnie?
We have to find them.
What'll we do, Buzz?
What would Woody do?
Jump out of a moving vehicle.
Let's go.
Hey, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Handled this lost toy life better than I could.
Open your eyes, Woody. There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie? We're going home for you.
Bonnie, I'm coming!
On my way, Woody!
Every day.
I was made to help a child. I don't remember it being this hard.
Woody, somebody's whispering in your ear.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Okay. Give me all the feels, man. What do you think about the trailer?
I am so torn.
What?
Hear me out. Okay. Hear me out. I loved Toy Story. Is one probably one of my most favorite movies. Like the
I
most cherished memories that I have from childhood. I remember distinctly going to the theater with my best friend, and we watched the original Toy Story, and then got it on VHS, rented it, and I have it on DVD, and I have it on Blu-ray. I've got everything about Toy Story. To me, is fantastic. The sequel. So good. Part 3, the perfect ending. I part just don't four? Understand why we're doing part 4.
Well, here's a couple things to hopefully get you excited. New to the cast, we've got Keanu Reeves. We've got Christina Hendricks. We've got Annie Potts. I mean, Bo Peep. Come on, Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? We've got Keegan-Michael Key. I mean, there's a lot of really good... I mean, Tony Hale, Forky. Arrested Development.
I know. I get it. I think...
Carl Ramrod, man. I wrote it on the paper. Come on.
I think the casting is fantastic. I just... When you invest yourself so heavily into a story and you get the payoff, and then to find the rug pulled from under you...
Right.
And you have to reinvest yourself, it's like breaking up with a girl or a boy... And then going to Olive Garden with them a few weeks later. Like, oh.
I love that you picked Olive Garden. You love Olive Garden.
The food is, you know, breadsticks. You're still a bitch, but we got breadsticks. Don't get me wrong. I will see this. I will see this movie. I will enjoy this movie. I just feel heartbroken.
Here's why I think they're doing it. One, it's a massive franchise for Disney, and they've got that big old... 20th century nut that they got to pay back. And that's a huge library that they bought. But if you look at the Toy Story franchise financially, the original movie did $190 million. Number two did $245 million domestically. and Toy Story 3 did 415. So it's gone up every single movie. Why would they not? I bet they finished number 3 and they were like, well, shit. We actually thought this was going to do worse than number 2. We kind of have to keep doing a movie.
I get the business aspect of it. Yeah. I do. I totally do. But at a certain point, Jaws stopped making movies.
Damn shame. It's a damn shame. Now we've got freaking 47 meters down, part 2. No Cage. I believe that's the real title. Yikes. Just give me Jaws back. Reboot that one. What are you guys waiting on? Okay, let's continue on June 21st. This is a movie we both love. Definitely going to be a franchise that we continue to cover on the podcast in our archives, the original Child's Play. But we are looking at the horror film Child's Play. New reboot. Let's listen to the trailer.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
I know this move has been really tough, but this is supposed to be a new start for us, remember? You said you were going to try to make new friends.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your Caslin products and smart home devices. Introducing your new best friend.
Something. Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your
cameras. Chucky is a toy.
He could be anywhere.
Welcome to Caslin Cars.
We have to stop him.
Good night, Andy.
Okay, JD, I think this is going to be controversial. I don't know which way you're leaning. We've got a new Chucky voice. We've got the same old story, though. What do you think here?
Well, I will say Mark Hamill does a great Chucky.
Okay.
No qualms, no complaints. I don't, and we talked about this a few episodes ago, I don't necessarily understand the modern upgrade of like this whole, I don't even know what you would call it, with this like computerized like home intelligent automation kind of a shtick, yeah, that they're going for.
I mean, it kind of fits though. I mean, in today's world, I mean, that's where it's kind of going, but
the purpose of the, yeah, doll being possessed by the soul of a serial killer.
Right. Yeah. At what point does he get to the toy store and Ali, bada, shadada, give me the power, I beg of you.
Essentially, this is Lawnmower Man. Right?
Oh, I mean, boy.
We're talking about, yeah, taking somebody's personalization and just sticking it into an inanimate object. That's the plot to Lawnmower Man.
Mm. I don't like the sound of that at all. Now, here's the thing. This is what worries me. The movie's running 2 hours long. I think that's about 35 minutes too long for this movie, just based off of the trailer. How you're going to squeeze 2 hours out of Child's Play, that seems dicey to me.
Without just having, and you know, we did this in our archives, we did Child's Play, and yeah, we both were kind of unimpressed by it.
Okay.
I don't mean to put, yeah, words in your mouth or
no, penis, I mean, in your mouth. I love the movie, but I mean, watching it back, it hadn't aged well. No, Yeah, that movie, some context, it's 1 hour and 27 minutes. But yeah, go ahead and continue.
My point being, there was a lot of fluff in the original. And it just didn't, I think the second movie really encapsulates the mythology of Child's Play. And obviously we go into the third and Seed of Chucky and Child of Chucky and Bride of Chucky, Boner of Chucky. I mean, there's a lot of Chucky going on. But the first movie is just kind of wishy-washy in a lot of ways. And to hear that the remake's going to be over 2 hours long, I feel like they're going to just plug a lot of social issues in there that I do not feel like I want to be a part of.
Dear God, stay away from the social issues, please. Okay, well, let's talk numbers. We didn't get to do a Toy Story. I kind of wanted to wait until we got the full weekend covered. I'm thinking Toy Story does over $1 billion. I think it's going to do amazing at the box office. Already a built-in franchise. But for those who don't want to go to a kids movie and that are tired of seeing the superhero films that they've been watching for the last 2 months straight, I think Child's Play is a really good option B. I wouldn't be surprised if this movie breaks $100 million domestically. Not sure what the international will be like, but I think it's gonna cross that $100 million mark.
Oh, I disagree with you.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Oh, what are the numbers for Cult of Chucky and Bride of Chucky? And, you know, like, if you look at the last three Chucky movies, Child's Play movies.
Yeah, I can give you some numbers there. The original did 33, but God, that was in 88. Second one did 30. Third one kind of tailed off. Let's look at Bride of Chucky would have been the most recent.
No, Cult of Chucky. Oh, okay, yeah, full theatrical, yes.
$30 million. Okay, so I'm regretting my decision, but continue.
Where is this audience that is dying for a new Child's Play movie?
I'm thinking it's the It crowd, man. It's the It crowd, the Stranger Things crowd, maybe the Annabelle crowd a week early.
They're going to see Godzilla. They're going to see Annabelle. They're not going to see Child's Play.
But they're not going to see X-Men. They're not going to see Men in Black. They're sure in the hell not going to see Toy Story 4. They got to see something.
Godzilla. They will see Annabelle.
All right. It's hard to argue that point. I would have thought that those other movies were higher off the top of my head. So I'll stick with my 100. I still think it's going to do well. But I may have some egg on my face there. That's all right. Okay, so we talked about Annabelle. We're not going to break that down just because neither of us have actually really gotten into the previous movies. So throw some hate at Unjust Justin. But yeah, we're gonna take a pass on Annabelle and skip to July 2nd for the action-adventure comedy film Spider-Man Far From Home. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
So good.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Happy.
You look nice.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. New dress?
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
What just happened?
Planning a trip?
Mm-hmm. Going to Europe. School trip.
Did you get your passport? Peter Parker here to pick up a passport, please. Mini toothpaste?
Mm-hmm.
Pack your suit.
I just want to go on my trip with my friends.
Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
You look really pretty.
Therefore, I have value.
No, that's not
I'm messing with you. You look pretty, too.
I just want to spend some time with MJ. I think she really likes me, too.
That reminds me of when I first fell in love. I had just finished my film college.
So nice to finally meet you, Spider-Man.
You're Nick Fury.
Put some clothes on. Let's go for a ride.
Is he gonna be okay like that?
Might want to turn him over so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
Fury just hijacked her summer vacation.
Awesome! You got gifts, Parker, but you have a job to do. Are you going to step up or not?
You're all alone. Your friends are in trouble. What are you going to do about it?
You don't want any part of this.
Who is that guy?
He's like Iron Man and Thor rolled into one.
He's no Spider-Man.
What is it with you and Spider-Man?
What, he looks out for the neighborhood, has a dope suit, and I really respect him. What's up, dickwad?
Okay, JD, start us off. What do you think of the Spider-Man trailer?
So I'm going to nerd out on you a little bit, so okay. Bear with me. I love, second place to me, behind the X-Men is Spider-Man. And growing up, the comic books, the action figures, the cartoons, everything Spider-Man and the Sinister Six was like just gangbusters to me. And to see Mysterio in a film finally portrayed by Jake Gyllenhaal is like so effing cool. And then recently Marvel released a statement that says Endgame isn't the final chapter of phase 3 of Marvel. Spider-Man Far From Home.
That's a really good point.
So as you know, you were both gearing up to see Endgame, but to realize that everything that we see there only leads up to what we're going to see in Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And Homecoming was a fantastic film.
It was.
I just am like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm sort of like,
yeah,
my jaws and my spaghetti. I'm like, what can that possibly mean?
Yeah. I think we're looking at, and as of this recording, neither of us have watched the latest Avengers movie, but I would be probably easy to guess that there's some type of end scene credit that's going to set up Homecoming. It's going to set up Far From Home. And I think that's going to move the needle. Now, with Spider-Man, it's interesting because for a while, they kind of lost that audience. Because the original, if you remember, the original was amazing. Like that first Spider-Man in 2002 with Tobey did like $400 million domestically. And then 2 and 3 did well. They were 370, 330. And then they rebooted in 2012, and it went down into the 200s. Spider-Man Homecoming brought back some of that crowd. I think Far From Home brings the entire crowd back from the original Spider-Man. I think this movie is going to cross the $1 billion mark. And I believe Homecoming was like $800 million. But I think this one's going to do even better.
I think so too, especially the fact that they're releasing Endgame and Far From Home in the same, you know, spring summer release. Like, you're going to be horny after Endgame and you're going to want your fix.
Yep. And it's July 4th weekend. It's a huge movie weekend.
Yeah. I think it's going to do fantastic.
I want to see this at the drive-in. That's where I'm looking to watch this. Okay. So last one to round it out for us, July 19th. We are going to be checking out kind of like the way we started it. We're back in the animation adventure genre, and we're looking at The Lion King, another kind of live action remake of another 90s classic. Let's listen to the trailer.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. Thank you.
search for what they can take. A true king searches for what he can give.
Okay, JD. What'd you think about The Lion King?
Okay. Pause.
I don't like your pause.
Bear with me here. Lion King is one of my favorite Disney movies. I love everything that it's based on from a Shakespearean standpoint. The characters are fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love the animation, the music. Everything is just... it's just really good. I get really frustrated when people say this is a live action Lion King.
It's more, I'll call it more realistic, more real life animated.
That's fine, but it's still animated. It is. There's no real animals present in at all. And that frustrates me. Because I would much rather see an actual live-action Lion King movie.
And I'm sorry, is Jonathan Taylor Thomas not available for work? Why is he not in this movie?
And Matthew Broderick's not busy either.
Yeah, Broderick's available. I mean, you brought back Darth Vader. Why couldn't you bring back the other ones?
I get the appeal, and I guarantee I will be seeing this in theaters, but...
yeah.
I
love Donald Glover, but he's no JTT. Let's not kid ourselves here.
No, and I respect what they're doing by bringing in more authentic actors to the experience.
Can I say I don't get Seth Rogen in this cast? I really don't. Like, is he going to be doing his stupid ass laugh the entire movie?
I don't have a good Seth Rogen impression.
He laughs and then he breathes in at the same time. That's how he gets the... yeah, it's super fucking annoying.
I don't like him. I feel like if I met him, I would try to fight him.
I don't think I'd get along with him at all. I think about 20 minutes in, I'd be like, God, you're a fucking tool.
That's another good list for the blog. Top 5 celebrities that you would fight.
That I'd punch right in their stupid face? Yeah.
Eminem, Seth Rogen,
Eminem.
Fred Durst.
You better pack a lunch if you want Eminem.
What was that supposed to mean?
That means he's from 8 Mile, man. He's not going down easy.
Please. What, he's a full 5'8", scrawny as hell?
Eating his mom's spaghetti? Yeah.
Oops, there goes gravity.
Yeah, no, Rogan would be on that list. I mean, there are some movies that I definitely like with him. I enjoyed Superbad. I thought the This Is the End was really good, but yeah, his shtick has run thin. We'll see what happens. As far as the financials go, what do you expect in the box office?
I think it'll do well. I don't know. I don't know if it'll do better or worse than Aladdin. I think that's a good question.
Now, 1994, The Lion King did $968 million worldwide. Now, obviously, inflation would put them way over the billion-dollar mark here. Do you think the latest crosses that billion? Can it be the third movie of the summer that gets a billion?
See, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of the problem with modern cinemas. They're trying to like jam so much down our throat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel perplexed by this, because when they did re-release Lion King in 3D,
mm-hmm.
what was that? Probably 5 years ago now.
It's been a while.
I went to theaters and I watched it.
Okay.
So I'm geared up to see it again. And I feel like a lot of millennial parents, i.e. you.
Yeah, I'm going to take my son for sure. Yep.
So I don't know. Like I feel there's more nostalgia embedded into Lion King than Aladdin, but I think Aladdin might be a better movie.
Okay. I think that's a fair point. I do think this movie is going to cross the $1 billion mark, making it the third one of the summer. Toy Story, Spider-Man, Lion King. I think those are our three big hits. I think Men in Black and X-Men are going to have a tough go at the summer box office movies. Any last predictions you want to throw in there, JD? Or
no, I just will say Endgame will probably rule all.
Okay. Yeah, Endgame is still going to be going strong. I don't know if it's going to be Titanic strong, but I think it's going to be there for a while. So I wouldn't be surprised if Endgame is still breaking the top 10 come Toy Story 4 week.
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay, cool, man. Well, we want to thank you guys for hitting the download button on today's podcast. And remind you to drop us a 5-star review. Get on Apple Podcasts. Doesn't take you more than a couple seconds to drop that review. You can follow us on social media. We are at Back in Time Pod. I'm at KAutry29. Justin is at Unjust Justin Burping. Also blogging. JD, tell the audience about your new blog, man.
So apparently this is the thing that I'm doing now. It's a JD Rants Top 5 Blogs, where I'm going through movies from the 70s, 80s, and zeros and compiling top 5 lists of everything from character names to fight scenes to puke scenes to comedies to just anything and everything that we need to get a top 5 about. So it's yeah. Pretty cool. It's pretty funny.
I mean, I love that you're pretty much writing all future episodes. I mean, we're going to do all of those on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Did the top 5 puke episodes.
Yeah, that's a really good one. So I am looking forward to recording that, getting that up on the podcast for you guys to listen to. But in the meantime, go on over to backintimepod.com and subscribe to the page. Follow it. Make sure you're getting JD's blog. And then you can listen to our entire archives on there, over 170 episodes of the Back in Time podcast. And you can also find those all up on YouTube. So smash that subscribe button. But we want to thank you guys for joining us today. We'll be back next week. Talk to you guys then. See ya.
Peace.